Us in the studio today is Brian PD's officer Jason James, talking today about a reason to wear blue tomorrow. I understand. Tell us about
that. Correct. April 7th is Go Blue, is what we're calling it. It's for child abuse prevention. This is the Child Abuse Prevention Month, and April 7th is just kind of get everybody out to wear blue, wear a blue dress, blue shirt, blue tie, blue jeans, blue ribbon. Something to show that you support child abuse prevention and that you want to, honor the victims of child abuse and neglect. We're looking at the statistics. There were 68,000 child abuse cases, confirmed cases of child abuse in Texas.
Wow.
And then in Brazos County, there was 398 confirmed child abuse cases here in Brazos County. And that's a lot, and we need to get that number down. We really need to work and help with the prevention method and keep our kids safe. There was 280 kids that died in Texas in 2009, and unfortunately two of those died here in Brazos County. So those are some local statistics to make it aware for people to know that child abuse is an important thing.
Locally, do you know how those numbers compare to, first of all, and I don't know if you may have mentioned it, I don't know if I caught it or not, what year was that from?
This is 09.
09.
This is last year.
Do you know how that compares, or do you have previous statistics?
I do
or
not have
just ballpark?
This is just what I got.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to put you on the spot or anything, but.
This is just what I got. I don't know if we went up or down from 2008, but. You know, two deaths is too many, and then the 400 or nearly 400 cases, we got to get that down to 0-2. So the blue, the color we picked, or I guess they picked for blue, was chosen to represent the bruised and the battered bodies of the thousands of children that are abused every day. And so that's why we picked the blue and want everybody to wear blue, just to go against child abuse and support that prevention aspect of it. So tomorrow, everybody wear blue if you can. And then I'm going to talk about Special Olympics also.
What else you got with that?
The Special Olympics Area 6 Spring Games are going to be held this weekend. So we want everybody to know about it. One, if they want to come out and volunteer. Two, if you're out driving around, that you're extra careful. It's going to be April the 9th and the 10th. Now, starting at 4 p.m. on the 9th, and it's going to go till about 5 p.m. on Saturday. This is all going to be held at the A&M Consolidated Middle School here in College Station. It's at the corner of Anderson and George Bush. It's in that area. So if you're driving in that area, please use caution. Be careful. If you'd like to come out and help, the Special Olympics always needs volunteers. So you can call this number of 936-441-6901, or you can visit their website at www.sotx.org. That stands for Special Olympics Texas. So sotx.org, and you just look for Area 6 or the Heart of Texas information, and you can go from there.
And this is something that's the Special Olympics is kind of a recurring thing around here. I mean, Bryan College Station area is hosted, because I know it's been over at Merrill Green Stadium before,
right.
And Bryan, and now that it's going to be at A&M Consolidated Middle School this year.
To swap between the high schools, and then it ended up staying at A&M Consolidated High School. Then they started doing construction and working on their facilities, and so it went to the middle schools, and hopefully we'll get back to the big school soon. But we host area games all the time and the fall games, and then we host the fall classic, which is the state games here at, and we actually host those on A&M campus. We had a 3-year contract with that, and might have another 3-year contract with it. We're going to see where that goes. So this October, we might have more Special Olympic games. These are state games, so we have lots of people come. So we're always looking for volunteers.
And what is your involvement with the Special Olympics?
Law enforcement officers are considered the keeper of the flames. We light the gondola, and we have the Olympic torch. We always do a torch run prior to it to raise money and awareness. We do a torch run at the opening ceremonies of all the games here locally. Each agency provides an officer that will run around a track with an athlete, and we light the big opening flame. Just like in the real Olympics, it's you light the flame, and that starts your games off. And so all the officers that participate out there volunteer their time to the Special Olympics. None of them get paid. This year we have multiple officers from the Sheriff's Department, Bryan PD, College Station's helping out, and University Police Department. So we have a lot of officers that donate their time for the athletes.
Kind of a fun thing to participate in?
Oh, yes. It really is fun, because the kids love to see you. You're giving so many high fives out, and they're so happy just to be there and to see you. So it's really a a warm feeling inside of yourself for coming out and donating your time and volunteering to help out the Special Olympics. So I encourage it to everybody.
So SOTX.org.
SOTX.org. Opening ceremonies are actually Sunday or Saturday at 1 p.m. So if anybody wants to come out there, come out to the College Station or the A&M Consolidated Middle School. Come out and you can watch the opening ceremonies.
And be sure and wear blue tomorrow.
Yes.
And also we were talking off the air. You're saying if there's any topics of interest that people might be interested in hearing a law enforcement take on or something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking if somebody just wants to ask me a question and if you want to hear it talked about on the radio, just to email me or give me a call. My email is jamesj@bryantx.gov, or you can call me at my office at 209-5322. But, you know, shoot me a topic that you want to hear about, and we'll see if we can come up with a good baseline story to tell everybody about it.
Sure. JamesJ@BryanTX.gov. And if you can't remember that, you can always send it to news@WTAW.com, and we'll forward it on to
them. Yeah, we're on BryanTXPolice.com. You can find me on there or on the WTAW.com.
All right.
Get it all there.
Sounds good. Officer Jason James, thanks for stopping by today.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Officer Jason James from the Bryan Police Department. We chat with them every Tuesday on News Talk 1620, every WTAW.